Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no.
Yes, good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckaberry in rehab, actually, here in the studio. Amy Winehouse has sold 10 million albums. Hard to believe. Is it just the albums, or is it a whole kind of Amy Winehouse lifestyle that determines this latest pop act, who, by the way, is in the hospital, I believe, this morning? She's had a sort of a tortured existence for the last few months. It's been a year and a half since Amy Winehouse really blew into the top of the charts. Here to talk about whether Amy Winehouse is just another in the bad girl blips of pop music and culture, or something fundamentally different, is our takeaway contributor and culture critic, and really we like to think of her as our bad girl.
Thank you.
Mary Elizabeth Williams.
The bad girl of early morning radio.
Bad girl, the baddest of the bad.
Bad girls are not blips, John. They are the cornerstone of rock and roll.
Well, I began this hour with a montage of Bessie Smith, who was talking about a little sugar in her bowl and eating a hot dog in her roll.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But I mean, Bessie Smith is a bad girl, and she recorded 160 songs, was the biggest blues singer, back in the 1920s. Then we had Karen Carpenter from the 1970s, a very different sort of act. But
little
she
different.
Met an untimely death from an eating disorder. So there's some sort of quality
messed
there.
Up now ladies.
Now we're Amy Winehouse.
We're Amy Winehouse, who, yes, is in the hospital today, who also has one of the best-selling albums of the entire decade now.
Really?
It's almost 10 million units. It's one of the top selling albums of the decade. And in her wake, yes, we have this new group of young ladies, most of whom are under 25, and all of whom are saying some really interesting and new things.
Well, let's set them up and hear them and then talk about which one is a throwback, which one is just a kind of an Amy Winehouse ripoff, and who's
rip-off.
Like in new territory. This is Kate Nash, all right?
I'm not in love. I just wanna be touched. I just want your
Forget love.
Forget
just
love.
Give me the nasty. That sounds pretty straightforward to me.
I think it's pretty clear cut where she's where she's coming from. That's Kate Nash. She's 21. She had a number one album in the UK earlier this year. It's also one of the top selling albums in the world right now. And it's a different kind of sound. You know, you look at the pop scene in the last couple of years, and you think of the other girls who have been dominating it. Your Hannah Montanas and your what you've got are the High School Musicals. And then at the other extreme, you've got your pole dancers, you've got your Pussycat Dolls. And somewhere in the middle now, we're seeing these girls, these young women, who are talking and singing and writing their own music and are talking about things that young women are really experiencing and feeling. And guess what? Some girls really do just want your kiss, and that's okay.
And there is a kind of toughness and confidence to some of these characters. Here's Duffy, and this is from a YouTube video of her song Mercy.
You got me begging you.
Feeling Winehouse ripoff here.
Oh, she sounds a lot like Amy Winehouse. And just to push back a bit on your premise there, I mean, what about you had Pat Benatar in the 80s who pushed the envelope a bit? You had Madonna in the 90s, and you had Avril Lavigne in the early part of this decade. So you certainly have had women who have come out, young women who have come out and had very explicit lyrics and pushed the boundaries.
Well, what's interesting about these ladies is, first of all, that they are all writing their own material and that they're all performing and they're all playing it, which is different than a lot of these kind of prefab groups that we've been seeing for the last couple of years. And what's also great about them, I think, and what is appealing and I think is a reason that they resonate, is because they are borrowing from a whole bunch of different styles and genres. It's not just the Pinks, the tough kind of rocker chick. It's appropriating imagery that's very feminine, that's very girly, and saying, but I'm going to do my own twist on this, and I'm going to take from soul, I'm going to take from blues, and I'm also going to take from rap and hip-hop, and they're really melding music in a new way, and I think that's why it's really striking a chord.
In the YouTube era, they're pushing a lifestyle. It's not just it seems to me, the music. I mean, you're seeing a whole performance persona in a lot of these artists, and they come to us fully formed. Here's Katy Perry. Tell us a little bit about this song. Oh, great. I hope my daughters are up this morning. Thanks a lot, Mary Elizabeth. Terrific.
You know, hey, we've all been freshmen in college. That's all I'm saying. We've all worn those shoes a little bit. And she's writing a song that's about that, that's about a female experience. This is the number one song in the country. It has been for the last 5 weeks. Her album came out just a month ago, and it's already well on its way to going gold.
Is this her first album?
This is her first album. She is a former Christian pop artist. She's the daughter of two ministers.
How's that going over?
And she's tasting cherry chapstick off of the lips of other girls.
You know what?
How's that going over with her other fans?
You know, well, there's been a certain amount of backlash, surprise, from the Christian music industry, but also from the gay and lesbian community for her, you know, flirtations with this kind of gay lifestyle. But this is something that girls are experiencing. It makes sense.
All right. Before I get a towel to sort of wipe the fear off my face about my daughter. I have two 10-year-olds listening to this morning. We're going to have you stick around. These are pop acts, we should say. These aren't fringy sort of lifestyle. These are huge pop acts.
Biggest acts in the world.
We'll talk a little more about that, and we want to get you a jetpack.
Thank you. I'm going to need that to get home.
Mary Elizabeth Wilson.
Member supported.
A jetpack for everyone.
That's right. A jetpack for everyone. We're egalitarian on this show. But now it's time for headlines from the Bad Girl of News, Femi Okay.
Thank you very much. 21 minutes to the hour.